The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vox Markets. My name is Paul Hill, and by popular demand, I am delighted again to be able to speak to CEO Sandy Chahar of Suprema, leading licensor distributor of FMCG products across key categories like vaping, batteries, lighting, and sports nutrition. So welcome, Sandy.
Thank you again, Paul.
Yeah, well, big congrats on this morning's very strong first half trading update and positive guidance for the rest of the year. But before we sort of dig into the details, there's also really big news in terms of what the company's doing in terms of its pioneering the vaping industry. So, Ben, I'd like you to start with sort of like just reminding investors what the business is doing with regards to preventing underage gambling, has already been doing, and also what the new measures are.
Yeah, I mean, we believe that our brand 88 Vape is more suited to the older, mature audience between the 30 and 60-year-olds. And we believe that, just to avoidance of doubt, we are going ahead of any government guidelines and actually moving our 88 Vape to plainer packaging. So literally one colour to represent from one SKU to another. This, we believe, will not affect any of our adult vapers at all. And if there was any young vapers, hopefully it will completely deter them. Mm-hmm. Along with that, we're also going to move away from flavor names that could be even looked on as child friendly. We're moving away from them, and we're going to simplify our flavors so that they are simple, one word, and straightforward. So an adult vapor knows exactly what they are going to be buying, and at the same time, it's not attracting any underage. Along with a few other things as well, but they're the two main priorities.
And you're already doing some sort of spot checks, aren't you, of retailers, to make sure there's compliance at your customer end?
Yeah, so, I mean, we have a 25-plus policy. So any of our customers, we want them to look at ID if they come across somebody that looks under at the age of 25. We're going to reinforce that even more, and we're going to make sure that we only supply retailers that have this policy in place and online retailers that also have a age verification process in place. Along with, we're going to then start looking at where our products are positioned in store and make sure they're nowhere near any children's sweets or toys. They are going to be near to sort of like the wellness or maybe other of the tobacco side products. So we're not going to move them away from anywhere. Well, we're going to try and move them away from anywhere that could be seen to be close to where children may be visiting in the store.
Yeah. And then the other side of the coin is moving towards the sort of like refillable sort of pods, isn't it? Can you just talk through what we're doing in terms of the sort of the disposable side of it, how we're moving away from that?
A couple of things. One is when we looked at our disposable sales and we looked at, we need to start putting bins in stores. So we're starting to put bins in rollout and nationals. And at the same time, we're now looking at introducing our pod system to sort of move consumers away into a much more sustainable product. Mm-hmm. We don't believe that this will affect sales. And we've actually done YouGov surveys on all of these things I've sort of mentioned, and the plain packaging, 98% people said they would carry on buying. If the flavors were limited, they will buy the flavors that were limited, or the flavor names does not make a difference. So we've done our survey, and hence why we think the guidance is unchanged, because we believe that it's not going to affect 88 Vape.
Yeah, and people sort of like, there's obviously been a lot of sort of media attention with the whole sort of vaping area, but people do sort of forget, don't they, that actually it's vaping is probably the best way for people who are smokers to get off the tobacco.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've already have now something like 50-50, half smokers, half vapers. If you speak to any of our 50,000 Trustpilot review customers, that have given up smoking, they'll say that they're living a much more healthier life, a lot more energy. They feel that they have now kicked the habit for good. Last thing we want to do is the government or any of the regulations to start coming backtrack some of the hard work the industry's done over the last 10 years.
Yeah. And what about the new distribution agreement with Elf? Because obviously they've got a sort of like a bigger tilt towards disposables.
Yeah, so with Elf, we've decided that we are going to sell it to mainstream retailers that have the age policy. So we believe that this, again, children, it can't get in the wrong hands of the children. I mean, children now are buying the illicit, illegal vapes at the moment. And this has been a bigger problem than the actual, the big brands. The big brands will adapt with regulations and guidance from the government in the coming months or years. But at the same time, we've got to just take a view that actually they're not the main problem at the moment. It's more illegal vapes coming into the country, which will have illegal substances in, as well as a lot bigger devices and cheaper for the price.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, let's move on now to the trading update. I mean, it was absolutely, you know, fabulous numbers, 100 million turnover with 15 million of EBITDA, which actually is just about slightly higher than if you double it, slightly higher than the full year outlook. So can you just take us through what sort of driving that top and bottom line?
Yeah, so the 6 months figures, 100 million, as you say, revenue and 15 million EBITDA for the 6 months. And you've got to remember, our business is slightly seasonal in terms of this is a quieter half than the half we're coming into now is the golden quarter with the Christmas days in there. Look, it's good. It's strong. We're just being cautious. I mean, everyone can get the calculator out and go, okay, you should be doing, you know, at the end of the day, we just want to be very confident we're going to hit the numbers that we have put out there. And if any hiccups come along the way, I think we'll still hit the numbers. And that's the key message. All our categories are performing well, every single one of them. Batteries, lighting, vaping, 88 vape, the Elf deal, wellness and vitamins. Everything is going ahead of last year.
Yeah. And then if the company is a worst case, or sorry, the government is a worst case, did decide to ban disposable vapes, what sort of exposure in terms of the sales for vapes, just as a rough percentage, is the is disposables, if you sort of like, it's obviously a much bigger percentage of the third party brands with Elf, isn't it? I guess.
Okay, so just to give you some guidance, in the half year updates, the proper full updates, we will be clearing out the disposables and the brand distribution, so it'll be a lot clearer.
Yeah.
Just to give you an idea, last year we did 12 million in our disposables and 88 vape. And you know what the guidance is for this year for Elf Bar. So I guess the answer to the question is, what will happen if disposables get banned in the next 12 months? Our view is, as long as there's an alternative, and a credible alternative, which we've got, it's identical, but it's much more sustainable, and hopefully it doesn't attract as many children, people will move, adults will move. So we don't believe, I mean, the biggest change when we're in vaping is adding the nicotine warning on, and we're all worried that we're having this massive nicotine warning on all our ATA vape products. About 5 years ago, we thought that's going to have an impact on sales, you know, a big warning sign. No, it's not. So, I mean, the industry will go through changes, but these products are so much in demand and so much required by people that are giving up smoking that they'll just move to whatever's available.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, personally, I don't smoke. I've never smoked tobacco, and I don't vape. But frankly, to me, as a layman, nicotine's not dissimilar to alcohol or even caffeine, you know, from a coffee. Because
I mean,
the NHS wouldn't be sort of promoting it to get people off tobacco unless it was safe.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about patches and gums, there's no stigma attached to those, and it's delivering a different type of nicotine. We're doing it in a way that's similar to smoking, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I, at the end of the day, it's the most effective way of actually, we believe, in actually people quitting from smoking.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, thanks a lot for the update there, Sandy. And it's great to hear that the business is continuing its pioneer and to champion and best in class sort of like measures in that vaping, you know, in the industry. So, big tip to the hat and well done there. And look forward in touching base in about a month or 2 months' time.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me again.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.